Thank you tonight for what you are about to do in our midst. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory come down. Let your power come down. May we see the manifestation of your glory in our midst tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for all the great things you are doing even in our lives and for the great things you are about to do. May your name be glorified. May your name be lifted. May your name be praised. May your name be adored in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that as we get ready to receive from you, may you cause us to even overcome every challenge and every form of weakness. And pour into us your spirit and your grace. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. I want to share with you very briefly, between the next 10 minutes or 15 minutes, a very important thing that I think you need to know. What I'm coming to share with you, maybe some of you know it already. Some of you probably might not know this, but I want to believe that whatever I'm going to share with you will be so much a blessing to you. So I want you to open up, just open up your heart and come with a mind and a heart to receive from the Lord. Not everybody has been graced by God in the prophetic. There are people, however, who God has given that grace or that gift. And anybody who walks in that gift, it is just by the grace of God, because not everybody can flow in that dimension like some of us. For example, myself, when I cast my mind back to where I began from, and I cast my mind to where I am and where the Lord is taking us, I'm so excited because the Lord has brought some of us a long way. I started prophesying at the age of 9 years when I was talking to national issues and addressing things that were hidden. God was revealing many deep things unto us. And because of that encounter that I had, I was able to, you know, it was consistent and it was full of revelations. So I managed to identify the gift and the calling of God upon my life. I decided to work on it, develop it, shaping it so that I'll grow in it. By the grace of God, a time came where I started admiring people who were prophesying. And today I can say that I also prophesy. I remember that it's not so long from here. I mean, there are several instances where the Lord has used us by the grace of God to reveal mysteries, to reveal hidden things, to reveal even telephone numbers of people are mentioned. Those of you who have followed us closely, there are certain times where we prophesied even the telephone numbers of people, numbers we didn't know, but God revealed numbers. God revealed things that are very hidden. And by the grace of God, we were able to, you know, have access to all of these things. So I believe that the prophetic is something that everybody must walk in. I believe that the prophetic is something that everybody is a dimension everybody must operate from. And I think that because of this, it is important that those who are walking in this dimension need to open up and share with those who want to learn and grow in it, so that together we all grow into the unity of the faith. I think that one of the most difficult subjects to teach is the prophetic, because the prophetic is not like mathematics. It is not like mathematics or physics where there are formulas, or it's not like chemistry, elective maths, where there are formulas and you can just put in the formulas, equation, and you get your figures. But the prophetic is so complex. It's so complex that sometimes it is difficult to teach. And so if somebody is able to teach you the prophetic, then the person is really blessing you, because the fact that people know how to do something does not mean they know how to teach it. A lot of people can drive, but not everybody can teach people how to drive, because some people don't even have the patience to teach people how to drive. Are you with me? In the same way, a lot of people know how to cook, but they cannot teach people how to cook. People know mathematics a lot. They know chemistry a lot. They understand the whole concept of chemistry. But when it comes to teaching chemistry in the classroom, it becomes a challenge. So the fact that you know and understand something and you operate in something does not mean that you have the ability to teach that thing. So it's important that anytime somebody is teaching you how to do these things, you need to really appreciate it, because not everybody can do it. I believe that by the grace of God, speaking with all humility, I am one of the people that God instructed. I'm not the only one, but I believe that I'm one of the people God has instructed to redefine the prophetic, especially in the Pentecostal arena. When I say Pentecostal, I'm not talking about the Church of Pentecost. I'm talking about the classical Pentecostal arena, because the prophetic looks a bit more popular in the charismatics than the Pentecostal. And unfortunately, many Pentecostals desire to operate and to benefit from the prophetic, but they are not benefiting that much, and they are also not operating that much to that level. And so it's important that if somebody is operating in that dimension, we need to teach people for them to understand what the prophetic really is and what is the whole thing is about. There are many, many things that I want to share with you, but tonight I want to just talk about four things, probably. I want to just talk about four things about the prophetic, so that as you are about to receive this impartation, what you are coming to receive right now is not just, you know, a hand that is being laid on you, or it's not just a prayer that we are praying for you. You need to understand what you are coming to receive, because if you don't know what you carry, anything at all can carry you away. You must know what you carry so that nothing will carry you away. If you know what you carry, nothing in this world will be able to carry you away from what you carry. It's important that you understand what you are coming to receive. Trust me, you don't know what I'm coming to share with you. Trust me, you don't know it. So just open up and get ready to receive. You see, what makes the prophetic even more sometimes difficult to teach is that many people don't really understand how to walk with God. Many people still don't understand how to walk with God. And they joke with their Christian life. They think that if you are a fetish priest, if somebody had visited a fetish priest, for example, and I want you to listen to this carefully. If somebody had visited a fetish priest, and the fetish priest at the shrine instructed that the gods said that you must come to this place at exactly 8:30 p.m. Trust me, the people who visit the shrine, they will be punctual. They will stop everything they are doing and they will put it on their calendar and make sure at exactly 8:30, they will be there. But tell somebody who desires the prophetic that let's meet at 8:30 for impartation, they will still not come at 8:30. They will come at 8:31. They will come at 8:32. It tells you that even though people desire the impartation of the prophetic, most people are not ready for it. Because you see, what we call the prophetic, it comes with a lot of responsibilities. And trust me, most of you here, by 8 o'clock, just one person was online. By 8:30, just a few, about five people were online at 8:30. I'm telling you, you may not understand where I'm coming from, but take this for me. If it was a fetish priest, or if it was somebody else at the shrine who had instructed that come for this power, come for this thing at 8:30, trust me, the people would have made themselves available. But tell somebody who wants to prophesy, tell somebody who desires to work in the prophetic that they should meet God at 8:30, they will still come at 9 o'clock. It is 8:47, and I have spoken to 50 people, and yet we have 31 people here. It tells you that people don't really value this prophetic anointing. That is why sometimes some of us, when we come for meetings on Zoom and all that, sometimes it's not that we don't want to prophesy. Sometimes God has given us a prophetic word. But when I look at the way people are valuing the gift, and I look at the attitude people are demonstrating, it tells you just know that people are just not ready. Because if you place value on the girl you want to marry, and the girl is living far away, you will still sacrifice everything to always make sure that at least, if indeed you really love the girl, you find a way of always calling the person, reaching out, covering that long distance, and making sure that at least you hear the voice of this girl. So it tells you that people are still not, even though they want it, they are not ready for it. You see, I want every one of you who has joined this meeting today, I want you to develop a certain attitude. That is why I love Nigerians. Now, when it comes to Nigerians and the things of God, they are very serious Danganians. I'm telling you. When it comes to Nigerians and the things of the spirit, they are more serious than Ghanaians. Ghanaians take everything for granted. You tell a Ghanaian that let's meet at 8:30, they will come at 9 o'clock. They are not serious. You tell a Ghanaian that I am going to pray for you. It's like they love to be familiar. They are not sensitive. But tell a Nigerian that at 8:30, I want to pray for you. The Nigerian man will be waiting for you at 7 o'clock. I'm telling you, I have encountered Nigerians. I have encountered that because of the ministry God has given us. I've encountered nationals from all over the world, different people. And I know what I'm talking about. Tell a Nigerian that it shall be well with you. That word alone is so strong that this Nigerian will not take that word for granted. But tell a Ghanaian that it shall be well with you. You say, oh, ask for this one, Yatiabre. You see. So I want you to develop a certain attitude. Look at a Nigerian Christian and look at a Ghanaian Christian. Look at a Nigerian man of God and look at a Ghanaian man of God. You realize that there is a big difference. Nigerians are very serious and they are aggressive. The Bible said that since the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violence takes it by force. Look at a Nigerian man. And look at a Ghanaian man. The difference is so clear. So sometimes you don't even want to talk about this thing because it's like after talking about it, the people will not use it. After teaching them what they need to do, they will still not go and use what you have taught them because it's like they don't value what you are teaching them. They don't value it. That is a very sad situation. But I want to believe that from today, you are going to develop. You see, when it comes to the things of the spirit, be serious. Go all out. If you really want to see the hand of God, go all out. Stop joking. If you really want to become, then you must get ready to sacrifice. If you really want to become, if you really want to manifest, if you really, really want to manifest, then get ready to sacrifice. Get ready to sacrifice. Do you understand me? Porter, get ready to sacrifice. Because if you are not ready to sacrifice, then you cannot manifest. You cannot. If you are not ready to sacrifice, you cannot manifest. So I want you to develop a certain attitude. Develop. You see, I have prophesied to people once. Then just one prophecy, they have manifested their prophecy and they have become even more than what I prophesied. But some people have received prophecy more than twice, more than three times. And even what was prophesied to them, they have not manifested it. Yet when we meet, they still want more prophecy. So you see, it tells you that something is wrong somewhere. And let me tell you something. There is a man in the Bible called David. David was a king. The first time David was anointed with oil, David became a king. That was the first time. The first time David was anointed with oil, that's first time David became a king. So if I keep pouring oil on you and I pour oil and you don't become a king, then there's a problem somewhere. Either the oil is not correct, either the oil has expired, or you yourself, there is a problem with you. So, because there are people, especially in the charismatics, who use oil a lot. Even in the Church of Pentecost, I'm told that we used to use oil, but some people abused it and they had to stop. But those people who use oil a lot, sometimes people always want impartation. They pour oil on your head. If we pour oil on you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you don't become the king, that, or you don't manifest, then either the oil has expired or there's a problem with you. So the first time David was anointed as king, just one time, it was poured on his head one time. And that anointing that was anointed, that was poured on him, from that time, David became a king. He was not anointed again. Do you understand? So you come to understand that there are people who you want prophecy. But after receiving all this, you have still not manifested. There is something wrong. So this evening, what we are going to do is that I am going to pour oil on your head by the grace of God. This oil that is coming upon your head, it is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But this one-time anointing that is coming upon you, it is so powerful that the king in you must come alive. It is the anointing coming upon you, this is the first impartation. It is enough. It is enough to make you prophesy. It is enough to make your eyes open. It is enough to make your ears open. It is enough to make you see and to hear into the spirit. It is enough to make you become what God wants you to become. It is enough. So I want you to prepare yourself. If I anoint you today, and I in about a week, in a month time, you are not manifesting, then something is wrong. Then it's better you shouldn't have even joined this meeting, because one anointing David manifested, one, just once. So why is it that people are receiving oil and impartation and nothing is happening? There is something wrong, definitely. So as you are joining this meeting, immediately we are done, something will happen to you. The power of God will come upon you. A heavy oil shall be poured on your head. And the gifts in you will be stirred, will be activated. The oil upon your life will be stirred up. And I see that after here, those of you who even don't have the gift, because of your desire, the desire to prophesy, the desire to flow in the prophetic, God is going to usher you into that realm. After this meeting, many of you under the sound of my voice, you are going to manifest. You will become. And not just receiving the prophetic oil, but many, many deep things concerning your life will begin to work. If one oil can make somebody become a king, then one impartation tonight can make you become the president, can make you become that businessman, that can make you become that great prophet, that can make you become that great doctor or great nurse. This one impartation
can make you become the worker of miracles, can make you walk in the miraculous. This one impartation coming to you today can be the end of your lifetime struggle and poverty in your life. This one time impartation can bring the wealth you are looking for. This one time impartation. This one time impartation. You see, in 2 Kings chapter 2, Elisha was a student of Elijah. Elijah had a school called the School of the Prophets. Now, there were many students who were admitted in the school. And all the students were prophets, including Elisha. Now, the day that Elijah was about to be taken away, God spoke not only to Elisha, but God spoke to all the prophets in the school that Elijah, the master, the school headmaster, the prophet, the major one, is about to be taken away. So God spoke to them. Why did God tell them that? God told them that so that they will receive the anointing on Elijah upon their life. So, but do you know that with all the people that heard that God was coming to take Elijah away, only one person followed Elijah. Only one person carried the mantle. And the question is, why is it that all of them are in the school of the prophet? All of them are in the school because they want to learn, they want to grow, they want to become. But why is it that only one person received the mantle? It tells you that when it comes to the prophetic like this, many people can be invited for impartation, but not everybody will receive the impartation. And tonight, I'm very sorry, but let me say this, that many of you will be here, are here to receive impartation, but not everybody will receive the impartation. But I am praying that you will be part of the people who receive the impartation. Because when Elijah spoke that when Elijah said, the Lord, in fact, they told Elijah, do you know that the Lord is about to take your master away from you? Elijah said, yes, I know. Hold you your peace. Then they went to Giga, they went to Jericho, they went to Jordan. He said, do you not know that the Lord is about to take your master from you today? So they knew that the Lord was going to take their master away from them. And they knew the day. In fact, they knew the day as that day. But they were not ready to receive the mantle. Only one man took the mantle, Elisha. Why? Because Elisha followed. Elisha followed and followed and followed and followed and followed. Elisha followed and followed. If it was today's dispensation, I'm sure that Elisha would have followed the man of God on Twitter. He would have followed him on Facebook. He would have followed him on TikTok. He would have followed Elijah even on his WhatsApp status. There is nothing the man of God would say or do that Elisha would not know. In those days, there was nothing like social media. So all Elisha could do was to just follow by walking and following him. That was what he did. But if it was today, he would have followed on every social media. But today, when the man of God even says follow, they think that people are full of themselves. That is why you are not operating the prophetic. You don't know how to follow. He said, this is the first lesson you must grab. If you really want to operate in the prophetic is about following God. And God has given us a template. God has given us a blueprint. And the template is that learn how to follow the human beings you can see. If you can learn how to follow the human beings you can see with your eyes, then it will be easier for you to follow the God you cannot see with your eyes. So the reason why people are struggling to follow and work in the prophet is because they are struggling to follow the people, the men that carry the grace. Sometimes when you tell people to follow, it's as if they feel that when they follow, you are not adding any to it. It's just for your blessing, so that you receive the grace. So that you receive the grace. So that you receive the grace. So this evening, I still don't know whether you are ready yet. I still don't know whether you are ready, whether you are hungry, whether you are hungry and you are thirsty for this impartation. I don't know whether you are ready. I still don't know whether you are ready. Because sometimes people know, they know everything. But at the end of the day, only one man will carry the mantle. Some people think that the prophetic is just about the Lord said. And I prophesied that this, I prophesied that this. So that for some people here, all they know and think is that that is what the prophetic is all about. But I'm sorry to tell you, that is not all of it. I want to show you just four things, four main things the prophetic is about. Immediately we are done, I will begin to request that we pray 5 minutes. When I mention your name, I will let you lead the prayer. So just prepare. Anyone at all can lead the prayer. When I mention your name, you lead us to pray on that topic, whatever the Lord will lay on your heart. The first thing about the prophetic that I want you to know is that this oil that is about to come on your head today, this anointing that is about to come on your head today right now, you see, the first thing this oil does is that this oil causes you to operate in consistent revelation. So take note of it. The first thing the prophetic does is that the prophetic oil, when it comes upon you, it makes you flow in revelations. Revelation can come by dreams. Revelation can come by visions. Revelation can come by meditation on the word of God. So anytime the prophetic oil comes on you, you flow in revelation. Revelation is when you have access to the mind of God. You have access to the plans of God. You have access to the very things God has in his heart. So the ideas of God are released from the heavenly realm, from the spiritual realm, and transferred to you through dreams and visions and all of that. And as you receive these things are called revelations. So revelations come when the prophetic oil is around. So anytime the prophetic oil comes upon you, the first thing that happens to you is that you begin to walk in revelation. And when somebody is a prophet, the person walks in consistent revelation. As for one time, you can operate in the revelation one time. God can speak to you one time. But when somebody is really called by God, the person will walk in consistent revelation. So the first thing I want you to grab is that anytime the prophetic oil comes upon you, you walk in revelation. Things that have happened in the past, which you didn't know and you were not around, the Holy Spirit reveals them to you. Things that are happening right now, the Holy Spirit reveals them to you. Things that are about to happen tomorrow, a week from now, even tomorrow, Sunday, what will happen in church? I remember one day I was in Kotobabi. Then one day the Lord spoke to me and said, when you go to church tomorrow, a certain woman will come to church. She will dress in white and she will put on a white headgear. And when she comes to church, she will sit on the right side. And the woman stays in a house, a place in Accra called Asantua. At that time, I didn't know that there was a place in Accra called Asantua. So I was like, how can a place be called Asantua? That was the first time I got to know that there was a place in Accra called Asantua. So immediately I stepped into church. Church had not begun. Church was the next day. But as I stepped into church, behold, the woman came. The woman was dressed in white. And she had put on white headgear. And she sat on the same place the Lord spoke to me about. And not only that, as I was ministering, I said, is there anybody here who stays in a place called Asantua? Then the woman, everybody's hand was down. The woman lifted her hands and said, I stay at Asantua. Then I said, you have a brother. The name of your brother is called Jerry. Jerry is a driver. He drives this company, this organization. He said, yes, my brother is called Jerry, and my brother Jerry is a driver. Then I said, right now, I'm seeing that Jerry is in prison because Jerry has been implicated. Something he has not done, they said he has done it. And because of that, he has been taken to prison. And there's nobody to bail him and say and talk on his behalf. So we need to pray. So this is something that is about to happen. And immediately the woman said, yes, recently Jerry called her that there has been some issue. A certain document that is in the car, which is a very sensitive and which contains classified information, has gotten missing in the car. And because he's the driver, he's the first suspect. And things are not going well. Immediately this thing happened. Oh my God. This is what we call the prophetic. Anytime this oil comes, many years ago, this oil came upon me. And immediately the oil came upon me, I started flowing in revelation. I remember the first time I received the prophetic oil, I went to church. Immediately I went to church, I went to pray. And the Lord said, there is somebody who will come to church. The name of the person is called Vivian. And the Lord gave me the facial description, even the birthmark that was on the left cheek. The birthmark was on the left cheek. He said that this person is called Vivian. Vivian is going through, is has a glorious marriage. But because of some bad things and situations that are happening, Vivian will not enjoy the good marriage. So when I went to church, I said, is there anybody here called Vivian? Everybody's hand was down. But the prophetic oil, the impartation was there. Then I said, nobody called Vivian. They said, nobody is called Vivian. Then the Holy Spirit moved me to my left-hand side. Then I counted 1, 2, 3, the first three lines. Then I counted 1, 2. I said, madam, get up. Madam, what is your name? He said that my name is this. I said, madam, what is your sister's name? He said, my sister's name is Vivian. Then I started describing Vivian. Oh my God. When the oil came upon me. Then I started, the next day, Vivian and the sister came to the mission house. They came to see my father and said, hey, pastor, we have heard that a certain prophet has come to town. And my father came to call me. That was the first time my own biological father called me prophet. That was the first time. You see, when you call me prophet, I don't respond to you because you are calling me. I will respond to you because my father called me prophet. For my own biological father, I stay in the same house with somebody who gave birth to me. Somebody who has seen my weaknesses. Somebody who has seen me grow. Somebody prophet. I knew that the oil had been released. For he and his senior minister, for him to tell me prophet, call me prophet, I knew that something has happened. After this evening service, people in your workplace, people in your office, people in your family, people around you shall begin to call you prophet. Not because you are a prophet, but because you have received a certain impartation. So the first time the prophetic oil comes upon you, things about you change. You begin to walk in that realm. Number two, anytime you receive the prophetic oil, what happens is that you walk in prosperity. You walk in prosperity. Anytime that, and this person, a lot of people don't know this. Please, when you are around a prophetic anointing, for example, if you have sat under my ministration for 1 month, even 1 week, if you have sat under my ministration for 1 week or 1 month, you should prosper. You should prosper. You should prosper in every aspect. Yeah. So connected to the prophetic. Because when you read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God so that you will be established. Believe his prophet so that you shall prosper. Believe his prophet so that you shall prosper. So the prophetic anointing comes with prosperity anointing. Anytime you receive the prophetic anointing, it comes with the prosperity anointing. So when you come around a genuine prophet, you don't just come around the prophetic. You don't just come around revelation, you also come around prosperity. So you cannot be around, I'm not saying this with pride, but I'm saying this with revelation and based on what the Bible teaches. You cannot be around me and not prosper. And today, when you receive the oil, people cannot be around you and they will not prosper. The same thing will happen to you. So if you are around the prophetic anointing, you must prosper. You must be successful. So anytime, you see, anytime, if you look at the prophet, look at Elijah and Elisha. Most of the times, anytime they encounter people, they will tell them, bring the only flour. Bring me, let me eat the bread. And after they have given it to the prophet, you realize that these people, they will never lack. At the end of the day, their flour never gets finished and their oil never gets dried up. Anytime people give to the prophet, they receive prosperity. Anytime they encountered prophet. In 2 Kings chapter 4, for example, there was a prophet who had died and he left a debt. And the Bible says that when he encountered the prophet, he said, your servant, my husband, is dead. Now we don't have the creditor have come to take us, my sons, away. They said, what do you have in your house? He said, I have just empty vessels. He said, go and borrow more vessels and fill it with jar and just a jar of oil and fill it and go and sell it and pay your debt. So immediately they encountered the man of God, the prophet, they prospered. They were in great debt, but because they encountered the prophetic, their debts were canceled and they began to prosper. Business ideas came. Now they had the product to sell and they sold the product and they prospered. They had money and they paid all their debts and the creditors could not do anything about it. So anytime you come around the prophetic anointing, you prosper even in your business. Financially, you even prosper. You get money. You get money. You get money. There is never a single week which has passed by without myself receiving money. There is never a single week passing me by where I didn't get money. There is never a single week, I'm saying this again, there is never a single week that has passed by me that I did not receive money. Every week, somebody will send me money. Every week, somebody will send me money. Why? It is because the prophetic anointing comes with prosperity. If you see any prophet who is not prospering, then there's something wrong. This evening, this oil that is coming upon you, you will prosper in your marriage, in your finances, in your business. Oh my God, you will prosper. So get ready. Get ready. And there are some of you, immediately after here, I will tell you to go and sacrifice. I will tell you to sacrifice. I will tell you to sow a seed. I will tell you to do some things. So get ready. Some of you, I won't tell you anything, but I want you to just understand that you cannot. You see, this thing, by the grace of God, this thing of my life called the prophetic has attracted a lot of prosperity to me. When this oil comes upon you today, you cannot remain the same. You can't. You cannot. You cannot remain the same. Oh, I don't know whether I'm talking to somebody here. You cannot remain the same. You see, I am talking about prosperity. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet and you shall prosper. The third thing is what I call audacity and authority. Anytime the prophetic anointing comes upon you, you receive authority and audacity over issues. Anytime you receive authority, audacity follows. When you have authority over something, the authority comes with audacity. So not everybody has audacity to confront issues. But anytime somebody receives this prophetic oil, they also receive authority and audacity. There are many situations that have confronted me. Physically, I don't have the power. Physically, I don't have the ability. But because of the grace upon my life, immediately I speak, something happens.
I remember some years back. I don't know whether the people are here, but let me just say this. Maybe they are not here. I remember some time ago, a certain couple spoke to me. They were having issues. I will not mention their name so that it will be confidential. A certain couple came to me, and anytime they have sex, it's like the woman will be in so much pain. She has gone to hospital. It is so bad that she has gone to hospital for treatment. And they have given her some all kinds of things, but it is still the same. I mean, this is a couple. We are talking about sex life. Even sex responds to the prophetic. At the end of the day, when the issue came before me and we prayed to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ just stepped, intervened in the situation. And it's like, spiritually, there was a snake. Anytime the man ejaculates, then this snake will begin to suck out all the semen. And this thing has continued. They didn't know what. And anytime the man is about to penetrate, then the man will just die like that. And this thing has continued since they got married. But immediately they encountered the prophetic, the demon and the satanic powers that were working, they all bowed. It is called authority and audacity. Elijah said, tomorrow about this time, it shall not rain, neither shall there be any dew except at my word. This is what we call authority and audacity. And the Bible says, again, he prayed and it started to rain. It is called authority and audacity. They sent a battalion to go and arrest Elijah. Immediately they got there, he said, hey, are you coming to arrest me? Let fire come down and burn you. Fire came to burn them, 50 squad, another 50 squad, another 50. When the next squad came, he said, master, you carried authority and audacity, please. Even though we are carrying javelins and swords and spears, we cannot conquer what you carry, because what is on your head can easily kill us, just like our colleagues. We submit to your power. We submit to the oil on your life. Prophets are like lions. Prophets are like lions. That is what the Bible says. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Because if you cannot touch a prophet and go scot-free. The first time a certain king wanted to touch a prophet, all the women in the country, all of them became barren. I'm talking about Abraham in Genesis 20. The first time the king wanted to touch Abraham, and the Bible said that they returned the man's wife to him because he's a prophet. And he said, otherwise, all of you are going to die. Hey, I am talking about authority and audacity. I remember a certain lady came to me and said, man of God, my husband is due for surgery, kidney surgery. They need to operate him and take the kidney stone from his kidney. But immediately she encountered the prophetic oil. Immediately that happened. Something that physically I will run away from this issue. Physically, I don't have answers. But because of the authority and audacity that comes with the oil, kidney stone disappeared and came out of the manhood. What we call authority and audacity, it comes with the oil. That is why after here, no matter how worse and how bad the situation may look like, when situations come facing at you, just speak the word. Just speak the word. It shall not be by your strength. It shall not be by your might. But as you are speaking, it is going to happen. Because remember, you see, when the prophet speaks, the prophet does not only speak because God has spoken, but the prophet also speaks in his office and from his office. So whenever you speak, you are not only speaking because God has spoken, but you're also speaking from the office because your office comes with a certain authority and audacity. That is why I have gathered people here today to let you understand that after this meeting, anything that confronts you, it shall be confronted. Anything that wants to overthrow you, it shall be overthrown.
Anything that wants to override you, it shall be overridden. And anything that wants to frighten you, we shall frighten it by the power of God. It is called authority and audacity. As you walk in the prophetic grace, this thing comes, and it is not by your strength. There are times you realize that, oh, this one, naturally, you are even scared. But when the oil comes, when the oil is activated, you confront issues, you confront situations. I declare over your life, this evening, by the time we are done tonight, the grace, the prophetic oil is going to settle matters. It is going to settle matters. In Jesus' mighty name. Finally. When the prophetic oil comes upon you, what happens? So number one, it is a revelation. You walk in prosperity. That is number two. You walk in authority and audacity. This authority on that is over demons and powers. Oh my God. And finally, the fourth one, when the prophetic oil comes upon you, what happens to you is that you receive honor. You receive honor. You receive honor. A prophet is not without honor, except in his own house. A prophet is not without honor. A prophet is without honor, except in his own house. So, anytime the prophetic come upon you, you receive honor. Receive honor. When you read the Bible, Jesus is not without honor. So what Jesus is trying to say is that anytime there is a prophet, the prophet has honor. When the prophet is in the family honors him. When the prophet is in the office honors him. When the prophet is in the country or the nation honors him. But when there is a prophet, and the prophet does not carry honor, it means that something is wrong. People will not naturally honor you unless you teach them to honor you. It's important that you honor your prophet. A prophet is not without honor. In other words, it is not possible that you can be a prophet and you don't have honor. That is how it is. That is the divine template. This is what we call default. It is by default that you are a prophet, you must walk in honor. The only place that people are likely not to honor you, all family, is the people who are around you, the people who see you grew up from, the environment you grew up from. They are the people who are likely not to honor. But ordinarily, by default, every prophet must be, oil comes upon you. It comes with honor. These are the four things that are about to happen to you today. And I am praying right now in the name of Jesus that as you begin to pray, oh, somebody under the sound of my voice, you are going to walk in uncommon revelation. Hey, things that are past, present, and the future, God is going to give you access to revelations. God is going to give you access to revelations. God is going to give you prosperity. Some of you, you are going to get so much money that people will think that you have visited some shrine, but it is not that shrine. It's you have visited the God of heaven. Some of you, you are going to be prosperous so much that, you see, sometimes when people look at me, they think that I have everything in the world. Sometimes it's not like that though. But the truth of the matter is God is blessing me and I am blessed. And I am always blessed and I'll continue to be blessed. One of the things I've always said, I don't want to be a pastor that depends on people. I don't want to be a pastor. It's as if I am poor. No, I need to dress well. I need to drive well. I need to enjoy life well because I believe in the prosperity anointing of the prophetic. So I pray that somebody after here, you will prosper and you'll be successful in every aspect of your life. And I pray that you will walk in uncommon authority and audacity. You will confront demons. You confront family, generational curses. You confront issues, things that are frightening. Authority and audacity will be your portion. And I'm praying again that honor comes with favor. Honor comes with favor. Anytime a man is honored, they favor the person. So you cannot be honored and you not be favored. As long as your honor is on your head, you will be favored. So if you have not been favored, I've been telling you that there is never a week that will come to an end and I will not be favored. It is not possible. Every week somebody favors me. Every week. It is grace.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Malaba, Karadada Boshadadaba, Himaradadaba Shandalaba. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, let grace be released over every soul in this house. I pray for the impartation of the prophetic anointing. I pray for the impartation of the prophetic grace. I pray for the impartation of the prophetic oil. Let the prophetic cause revelations to flow in the name of Jesus. Let the prophetic cause people to prosper in the name of Jesus. Let the prophetic oil, oh God, cause people, oh Lord, to walk in strength, authority, and audacity. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cause the prophetic oil to cause your people to walk in supernatural honor and favor. Wherever you are, receive the impartation of the prophetic.
Yes,
may your spiritual eyes be open now. May your spiritual ears be open now. May you be sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. May you be sensitive to the voice of God. I speak into your life that the prophetic anointing has come upon you from today. You are going to walk in deep dimensions in the name of Jesus. In your family, in your workplace, in your school, wherever you find yourself, men shall see you and shall see you as a prophet, because you are going to walk in deep dimensions. I release this grace upon your life. Oh, I release this grace upon your life. I release this grace upon your life. Everyone under the sound of my voice, walk in deep dimensions of this impartation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare you are favored. I declare you are blessed. 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 The anointing has come upon you. Oh, the anointing has already come on you. The anointing has come upon you. The anointing has come upon you. The oil has been released. The oil has been released. Go and prophesy. Go and prophesy. Go and see visions. Walk in revelations. Walk in prosperity. May every debt be canceled. Walk in financial breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, may men around you begin to honor you. May you be favored in every aspect of your life. And I declare in the name of Jesus, the authority to confront issues. Jesus has given it to you by the power of the Spirit. Begin to take charge, take dominion over your world, rule over your world. I declare you blessed. I declare you favored. The same anointing that came on David made David manifest as a king. By this one-time impartation across Zoom, I declare in the name of Jesus that you have also received this anointing. Therefore, you are not the same person as you joined before.
You are not the same person as you joined before this meeting. You are leaving this meeting as a different man. You are leaving this meeting as an anointed man. You are leaving this meeting as an empowered man. You are leaving this meeting as an imparted man. You are leaving this meeting with all the gifts in you being activated. Every gift and oil in you has been activated, has been stirred up. You are leaving this meeting with the prophetic impartation, with the prophetic oil and anointing. Go and excel. Go and prosper. Go and do well. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Oh Lord, speak into my life. I am a living sacrifice.